for a long time when I first started doing this and really looking at myself. A big chunk of it was getting rid of the dirty parts left over from the military. Because while a lot of it's efficient, and it is, you know, the how starts to become important when you're out here, you know? And for me, before I realized that it was just the how, I thought it was the whole thing. And there was a part of me that was like, okay, no more of that. You know, no more of the military mode, you know? And I tried to suppress a whole bunch of that, but then I would just drink enough to get mad enough to get loud enough and pop, you know?
Shit, yeah.
So that wasn't working. So what I ended up doing was just, working alone in anything that I did, but so that I could work my way, my pace, and all that good stuff, you know? And it really started to work. I started to see positive results. I was feeling better. Things around me seemed to get better because, like, Evan was starting to ask to come around. It wasn't just like, oh, you're going with your dad now, you know?
Yeah, your son was like, oh, I want to go, yeah.
And so that was neat. But then, it's like there was always, I was always running into something, a situation where I would say, man, if I was in the Marine Corps, I would have just done this. And it wasn't until one day I said that out loud and someone asked me, it was like, why don't you? Because then I'm going to hurt these people's fucking feelings, and then I'm an asshole, and I got to explain myself away. And one, I'm not very good at expressing my feelings. And this is back then. Two, I really don't fucking want to. I want to get what I need to get done quick, fast, and in a hurry. And if you're not as fast as I am, get out of my way, please, so I can do it. You know? Let me just make the world better for both of us. And that was my whole mindset, you know?
Yeah, it's horrible.
And then I started, like, time really started to set in. Like, the years went by. I got really good at that. I ended up just making it, quote unquote. I was making a lot of money, but I wasn't happy. Mm-hmm. And I say a lot because it's work from where I came from.
Yeah, it was a lot of money. Yeah.
You know, I had a really nice car. I had my condo, and everything was paid on time.
Yeah.
Right? I didn't have a budget.
Yeah.
And I didn't, like, save my very much. And
but you had everything you wanted.
I was drinking a lot, and I was doing all the drugs I wanted.
Damn it. So that's where most of your savings.
So I was
you could have saved. That's
exactly
where it went.
You know, I was trying to bury those, my pain with those things.
Your unhappiness.
Yeah. Fill voids.
Numb it.
Yeah. And it just wasn't working. And then enough time went by where, well, homelessness happened, right?
Yeah.
Because you can't stop smoking and drinking and popping pills. Partying. So you end up homeless. And then it was, by the way, I was only homeless for like 9 months. And one of the things I learned really quick, because for me, I was like, I'm just like camping. I'm still going to go to work. I still got a job. It's just now I have
to. But now I'm going to camp.
Now I have to go to the gym to shower, and I camp instead of go home.
Gotcha.
So for me, it was really, that was really it.
That's how you framed it.
Yeah, because it was no big deal to be outside.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it was whatever. But then I get there. I get to homelessness, right?
Shit, yeah.
And I'm expecting to meet people like me. People that maybe drank too much, but now their head's out of their ass because they're fucking homeless and they got to do something different with their life, you know?
Yeah.
And thinking, oh, cool, I'll meet someone that's like me. We'll work together through our bullshit for a little bit and then we'll part ways because that's how life goes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Not even a little bit. The people I ran into that were homeless,
yeah,
were homeless for about the same reasons, drinking, drugs, and stuff. But there was no drive to get out of it. It was like, as long as I can just stay drunk and high,
yeah,
homelessness won't bother me. And it really opened my mind to all of the different kinds of people.
Right, it's a spectrum.
Because I never thought anyone could be the kind of comfortable I saw living like that.
Mm-hmm.
I expected to run into a world where everybody knew that they were at the bottom. Like, fuck, dude.
Mm-hmm.
This is where my life ended up, and that everyone had a sense of getting the fuck out of there.
Yeah, like they wanted to. They were just like, all right, I'm going to do what I need to do to get myself out of this position. But you met a bunch of people that were real comfortable with it. Do you feel like most of those people also, obviously, at this point, they have a lot of mental crap going on. But when I'm talking about mental, like, do you feel like some of them literally had psychological issues?
Not all of them.
You know what I mean? Like mental sicknesses, diseases.
A handful of them. Yeah.
Okay, but even some of that group was totally of sound mind.
Yeah, a big chunk of it was. Absolutely.
Other than their traumas, which we all fucking have, but you know.
Yeah, for sure. And it was at that time that the being alone kind of set in. I started spending more time by myself. I told you I'd spent days out in the woods with nature, talking out loud to myself with like if God, and God is the tree, but I mean if like God was the fucking tree, I'm talking
to
the tree.
Yeah, he is. Leaves, yeah, like, for sure. You know, God is nature, man. You were like in the fucking heart of God.
And then I would I'd fall asleep out there. No blanket, so awesome. No tent, no nothing. Just wake up. And if it was too dark, I was like, okay, cool. I got to figure something out. But it was, I didn't care. I felt safe.
You know, like
for someone that didn't have the love and the compassion and the people around him to let him know he cared,
or that you know, that you matter to
that
them.
That I
you mean?
Fucking matter to other people.
Yeah, anybody. Yeah.
To anyone other than myself.
Right.
Being out there all alone felt like the warmest, biggest hug I've ever had.
Exactly.
You know, like it just. I can't put words to it.
Because
it just
you know
felt
why?
Like an all over body hug, and I loved it. That's why I love being outside. And that's why I love being outside early in the morning before the rest of the world disturbs everything.
Mm-hmm.
Go out there when the energy's fresh and it's been sitting for a while.
Exactly.
You know, it's beautiful.
The reason why it's hard for you to put words to what you feel in nature provided you or offered you or gave you, made you feel, made you sense. Is because Creator, at the core of Creator, of God, is nature. That's the closest, the physical manifestation of God here on this planet. It's all things, right? And so nature, the tree, isn't trying to achieve anything like humans are. The tree is just a tree. And it does what a tree does. It ain't hating on itself. It's not hating other trees. It's just pure 528 hertz, probably, that vibration of peace, love, harmony. Nature is in tune with God. It's God. And so that's why they say nature nurtures. That's why do you think when we put our feet in fucking dirt or water or sand, electrons are emanating off the earth and going into our bloodstream, putting us into rest and digest, which is peace, not fight, flight, or freeze, where we're all stressed out. You know, a tulip isn't stressed out. A tadpole isn't fucking stressed out. The only time any of these things get stressed is when they're in danger, which is the way we should be too. But we've created all these other ways in which we think we, like, things are dangerous, people are dangerous, we're afraid of so many things. Our nervous system in fight or flight is there to protect us when, like, a bear is coming, or, you know, you're about to cross the street and a bus comes and you get that, you know, it's like, and you feel that adrenaline, but that's why nature, it helps absolve and resolve that those sensations of fear. Like if you could just go out in nature and just be. And what's super cool though is that, well, why do you think they call it Mother Nature? And healthy moms, the like Mother Mary, nature is like the symbolism and the archetype and the essence of Mother Mary. Like how, yeah. You know what I mean? Like lying in the bosom of Mother Nature. Of course you felt safe. Because you were with God. You're never gonna not feel safe with God.
Unless
you're afraid of God, which sometimes they've been telling us to be afraid of God, for God's sake. So like, are you God fearing? Why the fuck do I need to fear God? And it's like, oh, well, it's about respect. And I'm like, well, maybe in this world we've created this idea that we need to have some sort of fear in order to respect. Which kind of goes back to this punishment shit that everybody wants to dial into. Go ahead, sorry.
Just on the whole religion thing, one of the thoughts I had today was, well, let me just say, you talk a lot about the illusion of separation, you know? So that's something that when I think about you, usually comes into my mind shortly after, you know? Like, man, she's so awesome. I love my baby. I am my baby. You know what I mean? There's no such, that's usually like that. And so I was thinking about that this morning, and then I thought about God, and I thought, what a very interesting ploy to put what is most powerful outside of us in the Bible. You know what I mean?
That's what, like, I mean.
You
that
put
was
it outside of us.
You. And no, so you're constantly, but it is
so you're constantly
us
searching,
chasing, always so, feeling like you have to do something earn
which,
God's
yes,
love.
Yes, and because I'm always thinking about why someone would want to do that. I don't know, maybe it's leftovers from the military about why you would need people to constantly be chasing something, right? My thing comes, what are they hiding from us? What are they keeping from us? And why is it so important that we don't find it? Why does it need to be only exposed to a few, you know? And the only way to find out is to dig for it in yourself.
Exactly. God. I read this, I don't know if it's a quote or if it was just a meme, but it said, if God was gonna hide itself, the most perfect place for God to hide itself would be inside man, inside humans. Because it's the last place people would think to look, because they don't think that they are a piece of it. There's this, some people kind of have this idea, but there's still this little piece of them. It's just like when you and I started talking about illusion of separation. We got into a really interesting discussion, and I was asking you just some questions, which got you realizing, shit, there's a piece of me that still wants to separate myself from God. You know, there's still this, like, I can't do that. Like, there's something about it that would be wrong or bad of you to really feel as if there is no separation between you and God, that you are the divine. You are all that, whatever that is, whoever that you think that is, you are that. And in this case, let's say Jesus. Jesus is a perfect example. He came and said, y'all are like me. I'm like you. He had two eyes, he had organs, he had skin, he fucking walked and he ate, and he talked, and he probably sang and danced. He shared information. Like, I don't understand, like, what are people not understanding about that? And then on top of that, he was like, well, since everybody cares so much about what I'm saying, then I better tell them we are one. We're like twins. Well, and you can do what I do. And the truth is, miracles happen all the time. Life itself is a miracle, if you want to look at it like that. Einstein actually said that. He was like, you can either, I forget what the first part is, but it's like, you can either look at, like, this is all sort of just whatever, it's all big, you know, coincidence or whatever, or you can look at all things as a miracle. And when you realize the fact that we're even breathing right now, or that air exists, and that just that we have, that we're talking, like that if I cut myself right now, it'll fix its own self.
It does.
You know what I mean? That's like, that in itself is a miracle. But aside from the just the simplisticness of what life being a miracle and all these little things, we could look at a ladybug and think it's a miracle. There are actual miracles that happen. There are people that survive what most people would be like, you were supposed to die, but they live to tell about it, and their story, their miraculous story, helps sustain and keep faith alive on this planet. You know, the cool thing is, you don't need those big miracles to believe in miracles. Once you dial into, like, once you heal the illusion of separation, and then you see yourself in this whole existence as this crazy ass awesome hologram of, like, duality and polarity, and you rising above it so that you no longer see things as good and bad and black and white, that you see all things from this, like, higher perspective. the illusion of separation collapses on itself and you realize you are one with all people despite their ignorance, they're on a journey too and they're just really dead asleep still, and I can either hate them or I can just like wish them well and be like, you know, hopefully you start to take the crusties off your eyes sooner or later. If I can help facilitate in that, great, but that's also not my job. That's another thing that comes with religion. It's like, oh, they put this like feverish thing. We got to save people. We got to save people. And it's like, first of all, we need to teach people how to save their fucking selves. Because that's ultimately what Jesus came here to teach us. He's like, y'all want to save yourselves from fucking hell? Well, you're in it right now. Heaven is here and so is hell. You can either feel like hell and think like hell and be like hell and project hell, or you can think like heaven, be like heaven, feel like heaven, and project heaven and receive that which you are. So do you want more hell in your life and problems, or do you want more peace? Well, guess what? You're going to have to resolve some shit inside of yourself if you want to be receiving that kind of experience. It puts the responsibility and accountability in our hands. And that's the other reason why they did this whole thing about Jesus is your savior, because even though technically, yes, he is, he's the savior because he has the blueprint and the map for how to fucking save shit. Save yourselves. He already gave us the permission, you know? I don't know. It was all done intentionally to confuse people and to keep them feeling. It makes it easier for us to be divided.
Divided and distracted.
Yeah, divided and distracted. So then we destroy and we demolish. And we're more easily able to do that to other people. We're more easily able to spit disgusting shit onto people. Because we don't think that it's, that choice is impacting us or the world. And they're certainly not caring how it's impacting that person. So there's just a disregard, you know, of care.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
Nobody thinks they should.
Yeah. And we forgot how to be like friends and stuff. You know, we've gotten real good about how to strengthen our enemy.
Friends, dude. We got to define friends because you and I had an interesting, talk. Something, and I was describing something, and one of the things that I'm growing to love, right, is how I can put all this time and all this effort and thought and energy into articulating something for you, right? Because I want to make sure it comes across right, and I want to communicate things well, and this and that, the other thing, right? And maybe halfway through it, three quarters of the way through, you come in with something so simple like, yeah, babe, that's a friend. Like, you've never had anyone to be like a friend for you. And it blows my mind that here I am articulating something that took me hours to even conceptualize, right? Maybe days. And you're like, yeah, babe, that's this. And I'm just like, wow. How much more of this world can really be that simple? You know?
For sure.
Like, it really helps. It helps with the anxiety of, you know, becoming better and wanting to do things right, things like that. But it also, it's a fun space to be in, to know that there is a light at the other end of the tunnel, that the grass is greener on the other side in this scenario, you know? And that the only reason you're so mad is because you have been here so long, you're used to it, and it's different.
Like being in a state, yeah, of like madness, even if you mean?
Yeah, it's like, even if you don't like where you're at, if someone tells you you have to move, you might be like, man, fuck. After being there for a while, you'd be like, what, dude, I've already got comfortable, I'm used to the way things are.
Yeah, you could stay mad
things
about
work
it.
Things work a certain way, I'm used to this, I gotta learn more shit.
Yeah.
Or new shit, you know?
Uh-huh.
And none of what I already know comes in handy. Dude, you're asking me to go to square one, bro. I don't know about that. Like, you know, it can be a tricky conversation. But that's what this life's about.
Oh, yeah.
It's like,
but that's what life's about.
Learning, growing, you know? It's A lot of, I don't know. I don't know what other people have in their minds when they think of a life partner. But even before I met you and knew the things I knew about you, I knew that I, with my partner, I wanted certain things. I needed to love the sound of her voice because we're going to be around each other a lot. We're going to be talking to each other. If you have, if the sound of your voice is something that annoys me, I don't, I can't live with that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She also, I feel funny going through this list. We also, as a couple, had to do something together. There had to be like a project that we did together, even if it was little things.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, it was like video games. Oh, it'd be cool if I could find like a gamer chick. After a while, it was sports. Maybe if I could find like a sporty girl. Then it was like outdoorsy. Maybe if we could just ride bikes and go camping. Maybe like just I was.
You were
opening,
just looking for some. Yeah. Opening yourself up
like
to that. Yeah.
Because I knew that there had to be something that brought you two together and kept you two together. You know, a common ground,
an interest
that both of you respected, and everything. You know, because. Mm-hmm. You're really good about letting me disappear for hours. You're just riding my bike, I'm freaking outside, come back a sweaty mess, shower. Hey, babe, I'm gonna go back out.
Yeah.
You know, you're really good about that, which is cool. But I don't always want to be away from you. You know what I mean? But I don't want to have more than surface level conversations with you. And the only way we're gonna have enough depth,
in
whatever we do, right?
Is that we both have to be doing it or experiencing it,
and we both have to have the same passion for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we both have to love it the same way, or the same passion. Because if you have a different way of building that passion, that's awesome. I want to learn about that.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So as long as the passion's there, and I feel like with us, it's the work. It's helping people. It's mm-hmm. working with people.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And there's a part of me that's still getting used to that. Not in a bad way, but just that I'll catch myself saying, you know, pouting. Oh, I wish you liked video games a little more. Or, I don't know, freaking riding bikes or just any gym.
Well,
the thing is,
I do like riding bikes, but I don't have a bike
yet. I know, and that's...
But when I do, that will be one more thing that will happen.
And we do the gym
because
together,
I love things that are physical, and I rode bikes a lot when I was in Los Angeles, or at least I liked to, you know?
Yeah.
We haven't gotten one.
It'd be awesome for me to, like, have you there to show off and stuff.
I know, you're always like, look at me.
Yeah, look at me. Going back to
just like you were saying, mm-hmm. things that you knew would be important for a life partner.
Yeah,
and
I don't know if you were wrapping that up.
That's
what it was. I'm glad we have that because I remember seeing other couples in my family, like the people my sisters decided to marry or my parents just whatever. And I would see it sometimes, like there'd be projects they do together, you know, but. In the longer, more committed relationships, I could already see the couple that's just used to being together. And I did not want that.
Oh, like in other words, their joy and the playfulness and that extra-ness and stuff. They're just like,
it's
just kind of like,
they don't lay on each other's laps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That intimacy and that connection wasn't there.
And another thing,
it's almost like they just
that. Not only that, but the dynamic was also this. I'm calling people out. I'm not going to call anybody out.
Yeah, don't.
Sometimes the dynamic is more like what I say goes, and I kind of just bark orders at you all day.
Ugh.
Like, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that.
Yeah.
Like,
that's also not cool.
No.
Yeah, that would not be fun. I mean, granted, we can ask each other to do things, but that's not the same thing as, like, what you're describing. And I know exactly what you're talking about. I've seen relationships like that before. And also, too, I was going to say earlier.
But
like
it takes
those,
two. I want to say that.
No,
it
I know.
Two.
It doesn't mean that it doesn't go the other way around. Mm-hmm. Like, the other one can kind of do their barking at them or having some type of control.
Oh, it's more common for the female. How often do women get stuck at home taking care of the kids while the guy's out at work, supposedly?
Yeah, that's like a home. There's, like, a lot of different dynamics when it comes to that. But the main thing is couples that, you know, maybe they've been
together a long time.
Yeah, play together, stay together. Coconut. But just because remember, right now we're describing couples that stay together, that there's no playfulness and no passion. And those kinds of relationships, they're like obligatory. And they're also just like, I put in all this time. It's like, it's a settling. They kind of settle. And then there's also a lot of obligatory kind of energy in that relationship. And that's a relationship that's not fruitful and fulfilling, you know? If anything, it's very depleting and it's not alive. It's kind of like dead. But people be like, oh, wow, you've been together 35 years. And it's like, yeah, but how many of those years, like, are you happy?
How long were you guys
love? Like, are you currently happy? And not even that. It's just, are you happy?
Yeah.
Are you like mentally happy? Are you emotionally happy? Are you sexually happy? Physically happy? Spiritually happy? Are, like, with yourself and with this person? You know? And I think most people are not, at least as of right now. But that is changing. That's going to change. Because most people are unaware that there's even something different or something else. Because even couples that have been together for a long time and it's been dead, you can resuscitate. You can breathe life into relationships with if and when both people have that desire. You know what I mean? And other times you do that, and if the intent isn't the same and the intensity or the desire, the interest level, the seeing the value in doing that, if that the scales are not very balanced, the chances of that couple surviving and coming out the other side is very unlikely. They're gonna have to go their separate ways. You know what I mean? It's all about having a real relationship, R-E-A-L. That's one that's responsible, empathetic, accountable, loyal. Both people understand those virtues and they understand how to flex them, how to cultivate them, how to maintain them, how to strive to achieve them on a daily basis so that we and our partner can feel safe. And that's love. That's love. Effort is love. Caring. Thoughtfulness, generosity,
all that,
compassion, mercy, understanding, that is intimacy, people.